Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense.
Where's Ford at?
Oh, we need a sponsor, baby.
I don't know where they're at, man.
Golly. We're talking about it. It sounds like a Ford commercial.
We're begging you. No, I'm just kidding.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show. We're now on to episode 200. We're working our way to 200.
I'm Jason.
I'm John.
Brother John's going to say a quick little prayer, and we'll get started.
Yes, sir. Father in heaven, thank you, as always, for giving us this time and this opportunity. Father, we just ask that you lift up anybody right now who's listening. Father, whatever they may be dealing with, that you just give them some relief, Father, that they know where to go, and that they know that they can go to you, and they can bury themselves to you and leave it at the cross, because that's where our problems go. Thank you that you paid the price. Thank you that you have taken care of it for us, that it is finished, and we don't have to be concerned about it anymore. We love you, and we thank you for your patience and your mercy and kindness, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Yes, sir.
Woo. A little under the weather.
Yes.
I can hear it in your voice really good now.
Yeah, voice might be a little wonky today, and I'm trying not to cough. I've got a cough drop in my mouth.
May waver a little.
Yeah. I'll get away from the mic as quick as possible.
I will have you know that Saturday was pretty impressive.
What were you impressed by?
I was just impressed.
Impressed or depressed?
Impressed. Yeah. No, we got it done pretty quick.
Yeah, built a carport.
Yeah.
Wasn't what I expected.
Not what you thought was going to be going on, huh?
No. Much more labor intensive. In a good way, obviously. Like, yeah. The quality is there. The stability is there. It's like you said, though. Like, as you're putting it together, you're like, why is this so freaking wonky? You know what I mean? Like,
as soon as you put the sheets on it, though, man, it's game over. That thing is stiff.
Yeah, it's stout.
Gets all its strength from the sheets.
Yeah, it just holds it stable, I guess. I don't know. Yeah,
it's crazy. Because I got up there Saturday. There ain't, I mean, I had to get up there to drill holes for the trim and stuff.
No wiggle?
Not even a little bit. Well, because I rolled down through there. You know, we didn't put the lip on we didn't put the screws in the lip.
Right.
We left that so I could tuck the trim up in there. And then once I screwed that down, it got even stiffer.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Got up there.
And I was walking around. I was like, what the?
Yeah. I was watching you walk around up there when we were first putting the sheets on the top. And I was like, ooh, I don't know, man. Sorry. I was like, it seems so unstable. And like, I don't want to be up there.
Yeah, I was doubting it.
Yeah, I was.
At first, I was like, man, I don't know. I don't like this.
You think about it. Essentially, 3.5 people put that together in 6 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, I started on it at 6:30, but I was doing layouts.
Yeah.
And I welded up two legs. That was it.
Mm-hmm. So, well, no, I guess it was more like 7 hours.
And we got, what did we get done? About 3?
Yeah, I thought it was 2.
2?
2:30?
All I know is I couldn't wait to get my hands on a whiskey.
Yeah, me. I was right there with you.
I could not wait.
And then I was ready to get a shower and all that kind of stuff. And we were all wrecked at the end of that.
Yeah. I was tired, man. Like, y'all, when y'all left, Saturday night, I was smoked.
Yeah.
I don't know what time y'all left, but I was in bed by the time you texted me and said that you got home.
I think we got home at 9:40. It wasn't late at all. So it was a good day, though.
And I'm the king of a new game that I didn't even know I was the king of.
Which one's that? Tapple?
Is that what it is?
The one with the words?
Yeah.
He's aggressively good at it.
My wife is pissed. She does that. I can't remember what it is. Scattergories or something like that that we play.
Yeah.
She gets mad at me then, too. My brain works fast.
100%, yes. That game is going to – those kind of games are going to be good for you because that's how – that's how it's going. It's 100 said, miles
name,
an hour.
Name five fast food restaurants. And I was like, I can name seven. And you're like, in less than 10 seconds? And I'm like, yes.
It was fun. It was pretty cool. Aggressive, again. Not something I do very often, you know what I mean? So it, yeah. It was nice to get out of my element and do something a little different.
All right, enough of that. take me to that video.
Which one?
We were watching it right before it started, but this is
talking about this one.
That one, yeah. Do that.
Ooh, we're gonna start the day with some George Janko.
Yeah, it's a powerful message.
Very much so.
Okay.
Have you ever killed a sheep?
No.
Have you ever killed a lamb? Have you ever seen a lamb be killed? Do you know why Jesus calls himself the Lamb? Everything is a reflection. All this creation of that what God built reflects back to the Creator. And so when he called himself a lamb, I was sitting with my mentor and I'm learning about sheep. And he says, I literally sacrifice this lamb in front of my children. And I watch them watch it. And I go, but why would you do that? It's so traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, because if you can't watch this, then you're not going to understand what that was. But when you put a sheep down, it looks up at you and it doesn't fight you. It knows you're about to slaughter it. It won't scream. It won't try to pull away. It submits. And God didn't fight us when we were crucifying him. He submitted himself.
God, just the thought, just that thought, it's the same every time I hear that.
Okay, so when you think about it, like a lot of people are going to say that's messed up to do to your kids. I don't think it is so much. I think when you're talking about the crucifixion.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It was the most brutal, horrific death anybody could have ever struggled. And I think still to this day, there's never been a death like that.
Correct.
You know what I mean? I mean, supernaturally, he lasted longer than a human would because it's like he's up there trying to prove a point. Like, hey, look, I'm taking the suffering for you guys. Mm-hmm. But to understand what that looked like, it's almost like, okay, I get why you would do that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very controversial topic.
Yeah, it is. But I think, I wonder this is what's going through my mind right this minute. I wonder if this kind of concept is why agricultural people who still farm and subsist and raise their families as farm families and raise their children like that, are all still close to the Lord, right? I don't know that I know of any folks that live that kind of life that are anti-Christ or anti-Christian.
I don't know that you would ever find one.
I've never met one. I've met a lot of them. We live in an area where you can find a lot of them.
Yeah, and this is, I'm probably going to sound like I'm talking out of my ass, but Also, you have to think that the people that aren't very Christ-like, that's not a field that they're going to get into.
Yeah.
They're into more disturbing things. I mean,
yeah. Human flesh.
Yeah. They're not into that kind of stuff. When you look at, I mean, you look at The Chosen, for example, like they farm, that's what they do. That's how you, cause back then you couldn't survive if you didn't have some kind of way of producing your own stuff. Mm-hmm. And you bartered. It's like a bartering system almost.
Yeah.
It's like a down to earth kind of way to make a living. But I think that you have actually, you're in touch with your inner Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, I think it's, you're talking about like how people will find that to be very disturbing. And even Dorjenko was like, why would you do that? That's like very traumatizing for a young person or a young child. But people who are raised up in an agricultural environment, specifically with livestock, there are times they have to put animals down. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like this, like, so they have faced death many times in many different ways. Any number of things can happen out on a farm. You know what I mean? Think about rattlesnakes and poisonous animals and, you know, coyotes and wolves and things like that. Like, you're faced with danger out there all the time. And then you grow relationships with these animals. And, like, you know that animal's innocent.
Yeah.
But that animal dies so that you can live.
Yeah.
Like Christ. Christ died so that we could live.
Yeah.
Sorry. It sneaks up on you. His connection to the Lamb, right? In some of the early relationships that I had, as I started to become somebody who was trying to be a fisher of men, why do they call him a lamb? Right? Mostly because that seems weak, right? Yeah. That's, you know, we're men, so we all kind of, you know, we want the lion part, not the lamb part. I don't know that you want the lion, to be honest with you.
No, because there would be no forgiveness.
Right.
It'd be like capital punishment for us.
Correct. But the image that brings up to me when you talk about the lamb and how the lamb just submitted to it, like it just knows that that's what's fixing to happen. I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to go. And that's exactly what Christ did. And so we say Christ was put on the cross, right? No, he wore the cross.
Yeah.
He put the cross on. He wasn't put on the cross.
Yeah.
He accepted that. That was his fate. That was his, because he loved us, because God so loved the world, right?
Yeah.
That he gave his one and only to pay the punishment for us, right? He became the mediator, like you were talking about in Bible Roulette, you know? I think it's in Hebrews where he talks it's written out where it talks about Christ actually being a mediator. So there's probably a connection to Job in that way. But yeah, man, I mean, it's just an interesting visual in my mind. And to share that with young people, you're not just going to show it to them. You're going to teach them what you're trying to, for them to see, right? You don't just go, hey, check this out.
Yeah.
No, you're going to be like, hey, look, here's what Christ
did. You want to see something crazy?
It's not like that. Right? But when you look at, if you're teaching them from a biblical perspective and trying to teach them about what Christ did for us at Calvary on the cross, you line it out. And then you show them what it looks like for a sheep to sacrifice. Basically, it's just going to give itself up. It's not going to fight. We're going to go. We understand.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the video? I think the movie's Frozen. Mm-hmm. When she's singing in the keyhole. And she's like, do you want to build a snowman? And it's the scene from Bad Boys
where Will Smith's putting his gun to the keyhole. Have you not seen that?
No.
That's what this is reminding me of. And it's like a little girl's watching this iPad. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
And this little girl's watching this iPad, and she's on like a plane or something, and she's, you know, she's like, "Do you want to build a snowman?" And you see Will Smith just reach over there and put the barrel of his gun to the keyhole, and then all you hear is, "Pow!" And then the little girl's like, "Ah!" Like screaming. Same.
Yes, but that little girl had no explanation of what was going on, no. Right? And I also found it interesting in something that he was talking about his mentor. He said, my mentor was showing me this, and I'm like, where do you get one of these?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where do you get a mentor? I have one.
Well,
do I need to introduce you to him?
Yes.
John?
Meet
my mentor, John.
Well, but our relationship is such now that it goes both ways, right? But like, I don't know that I don't feel like I've ever really had a mentor, so to speak. I've had people who have been.
You had to have had somebody that's mentored you at something or during some part of your life. You were my mentor through the first stages of me starting my walk. I came to you for everything. Like, hey, what does this mean? Hey, what does that mean? Hey, I need to know this. And you were always like, hey, look, I don't really know for certain, but this is kind of how I think you should look at it.
Right. Which I'm still going to be that way no matter what. I'm not going to say I haven't had any influences or people who have assisted along the way, but like, I don't have a relationship with anybody that's like anybody that I could go be like, this is my mentor. What you see here, I got from here.
Ding, 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 ding.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I can't say that. No, I have a couple of people specifically in the church that are a couple of men that have definitely been people who helped push me outside of my comfort zone and things like that, but
a mentor can be short-lived, though, too.
Maybe that's the case.
Mentor can be someone that's all it did was kind of change your path a little bit. I mean, it's not someone that's just always in your life and always in your business.
I guess maybe there's my flaw in my thinking. Like, I feel like your mentor is somebody that's your mentor forever.
Yeah, or every second of the day. It's not. Yeah. That's not the case. I mean, you're someone that mentors you is going to guide you on the right path maybe 10 times throughout the course of, let's say, 4 or 5 years. It's someone that you can still call them a mentor.
Yeah, true. I mean, yeah. And if you put it like that, then clearly, obviously, I've had plenty. It just, whenever he said it, for some reason, it made me think of something much deeper than just a passing kind of mentor-mentee relationship.
Mentor-mentee?
This is right. I know this is right. I'm not making it up. I've done it so many times now, you question a lot.
I question everything. Yeah, I question everything.
Sorry about my voice and stuff.
It's like snake eyes. Trust everything but your eyes, except for it's trust everything but your ears.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What else you got? You look like you have something to say. Like,
no, man, to be quite honest. You know, I think we've reached a point now. It's like, I'm excited about like where we go next, but we haven't really talked about what's next. You know what I mean? As far as like, where we go in this whole process, but
everything escalated a
lot
faster than we thought, like with the video and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, so at some point we have to go through our list of goals that we laid out for the year. There's some that we're going to reach and some that we're not. That's only 4 of them. There was 10. Proud that we've made it as far as we have, and I'm like, okay, so where how far are we going to go next? You know what I mean? 100 is a huge number. You know, yeah. The next one's 2 years on the button that we've been, that Bumper Sticker Wisdom has been in existence. But to me, it's episode numbers, right? So 100, 150, 200, 250, you know what I mean? That's how you kind of count. That's how I would count it. But I'm just kind of interested in how it's going to evolve as we go. Like, okay, so I finished listening to episode 99 Saturday with my wife on my way up here, which was a very good episode, challenging for me, right? Where you basically just called me out, like, straight up about me and my, I guess you called us both out, but about just like,
yeah,
hey, bro, if that's where you're at, then what are we even doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, if you don't feel like you can approach me about something like that, then.
Right. So I got done there, and it just kept playing, and it started back over at one. It's so awkward. There's nothing. It just start talking.
It's like, hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom.
No, I didn't even do that.
It's just like, so we were sitting here the other day, and like, what the hell is happening right now?
Yeah. And so, like, it's just interesting to me. Like, I'm curious what kind of things are going to change as far as, like, our approach, our, you know what I mean? Look, and the more we're inside of God's word and things like that, there's going to be things that stir up in your mind and in your heart. The Holy Spirit's going to speak to you, and you're going to have great weeks where you have a bunch of stuff that you try to get out, and then you still don't get it all out, and you have other weeks where you're like, what was that?
We're never going to get Ford as a sponsor.
Okay.
Something just dawned on me.
What's that?
They released a Pride Raptor. They're not going to be interested in us. You know what I mean?
I guess we'll have to find some new music.
Like, I was just sitting here. I was like,
Yeah, you never know. Things are changing out there all the time.
But. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh. So, yeah, I don't know. So, I'm kind of in one of those reflective moments right now. Like, I'm in a good place for the most part. My professional life is pissing me off. Like, you know exactly. We talk about it all the time. It's just overwhelming and frustrating. And it's just like there's no way out. So, you might as well just buckle up, buttercup.
But yeah, it's one of them that. You have to make money to survive.
Yeah.
There's no way out of it. Mm-hmm. There's no other alternative.
So there in lies.
Unless you win the lottery.
You want to know what I would do if I won the lottery? I wouldn't change anything for a year. Nothing. I would want to.
Oh, no one will know, but there will be signs. There will be signs.
So many people.
I wouldn't quit my job.
So many people lose that fortune in such a short period of time.
Well, because they don't know how to act.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't just up and quit my job and start buying everything and all that. I was like, okay, time out. My first.
Financial advisor
and tax attorney. And then an accountant.
Yeah, and then I'm going to pay my house off.
Yep, no more debt.
Yep, pay everything off. Yep. And then I'll end up with probably a crap ton of motorcycles.
Dude, I can only imagine the crap that would be bought, not just motorcycles. Like,
I'm a connoisseur of projects is what my problem is. So... There would probably be some old school rides sitting outside, not outside, because I would build another shop.
Yeah.
And it would be full of toys.
Mm-hmm. I think, again, that's just fantasy stuff. But
talk about it like it's going to happen tomorrow. I'm just like, Yahtzee.
I'm not even playing the lottery. So
I know. That's the thing. I only play it when it gets up to like 1 billion, the Powerball.
Anyway, it just... I don't know, I'm into one of those spaces right now where I'm kind of like reflecting on it and thinking like, you know, okay, well, what's it going to look like a year from now? Or 50 episodes from now? Or 100 episodes from now? Or what are we going to change? Or what is everything good the way it is? Was it always going to look like this? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I will say one thing that I want to really...
Hopefully we have some new freaking chairs.
I heard that.
God, these suck. Of all the shit we bought, too, dude, it's like, man, chairs are cheap.
I could have bought chairs for the price of these, I can tell you that.
Dude.
For the in-ears, but...
I like the style of these, and it wouldn't be that bad, except for, like, it's loosey-goosey, it's...
They're thin. Mine, it won't stay up.
Over the episode, it's just...
Yeah, I'm steadily getting shorter.
Like it's tapping out. That thing's got some miles on it, dude. That thing is tapping out. It's like, get off me. You know what I mean? That was a full-time office chair before it was a podcast chair. An everyday seat for somebody. It's not like we bought that and it's like, oh, man, this thing's a piece of crap. It tapped out really early. No.
No, we took it from somewhere else.
It was a full-time office chair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, the space has evolved. So many things have changed from the time that we started. The
table's not so ghetto.
I love this table.
I do, too. I really like this one.
I love this table. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked the one we had before. It was... a little wonky, but
what did you do with? Oh, you used it out. It's outside, huh?
It's still sitting outside.
Yeah, it's like your cook table, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's a heavy beast.
How'd you get it out of that room?
Pushed it.
Pushed it. Take the legs off on, then pushed it out.
Nah, you nailed those on, because the gussets. Oh no, yeah, the gussets. Mm-hmm. So I just turned it to its side.
You got it out like that?
Bulldozed the heck out of it.
Yeah, dang.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, to me, it's freaking really cool. It's also a little bit nerve-wracking because, you know, the unknown is always fearful. It's not always, but some people are, you know, it's fear of the unknown kind of thing. I'm not afraid of it. I'm interested. I'm just interested.
I think what concerns me the most is that what worries me the most is, like, we're going to run out of, like, topic.
I can see that, however.
Like, we're going to, because it's 99% me and you every week.
See, there you go.
And
you're leaning on where I was headed towards. Like, I think something we really need to focus on is having guests.
Yeah.
Like, we really need to up our guest game.
Yeah.
We were doing good there for a while, one every third, and we haven't had one in weeks. But
I haven't had one in months.
Yeah, I've done 3 episodes with my wife in between because of scheduling issues and like travel and all that kind of stuff. Like, great, and it's a little bit different content to kind of keep things a little bit fresh. But man, guests are where it's at. That's how you're going to keep it, you know, content wise. Not always, but you got to remember too, the world's still revolving and there's crazy stuff happening every freaking day. And if we need to, you just start talking about what's going on and where do we go?
You don't want to talk about Mesopotamia. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You don't want to have that. I don't want to. I mean, I guess it's okay if it's just so much negativity in the world today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to. It's if you want to be positive, it's really hard to look out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like every time I if I go fishing a little too hard one morning, you know, because I get up, when I get to work and I drink my coffee, I watch the local or I look up the Amarillo news.
Right.
Not the world news. That's it's a no go. But if one of the local news stories is something that might happen to be statewide, it'll pull up a different website. And then if I click on something on that, next thing I know, I'm looking at, you know, the ceasefire that was supposed to be in place for Israel and Gaza. Now there's like
It's like they abandoned that. Mm-hmm. That I see that, and I'm like, ugh, I got to get out because it's depressing.
Yeah,
it's depressing to see all that. I don't want to see all that. Yeah. Oh, and I hate to sound like an ostrich, like just bury my hair, my head in the sand. You know what I mean? But
it's just, not like that. It's
I don't want it to consume my every living being.
Because that's what'll happen. That's what'll happen. You allow yourself to sink into it, and that's all you can think about. It's all you can do. Look, I think that. Okay, let me break it to the simplest thing I can think of. And if you've gone to church for a while, or anything, especially our church, you've heard the next step thing.
Yeah.
There are times when you're like, well, how many more steps I got?
It's never ending.
It's unlimited, right? So the reality is especially when you grab up a 66 chapter or 66 book.
Yeah.
You're going to run into a lot of similarities, which can be cool. Some of the similarities, like we were talking about the mediator.
Yeah.
Right. And Job.
Yeah.
Where Job's talking about, I just need a mediator. And then you go to Hebrews and the writer of Hebrews is talking about Jesus being the mediator. Yeah. And that is a cool.
And it's exactly what he is.
Exactly. It's a cool connection and a cool, you know, like an interesting, like, oh, wow, I never knew that. I didn't notice that before. You know what I mean? Like, that's really interesting. It's like, you know, yeah, you're going to run into new things, but it's new thoughts. It's new feelings. It's new approach. How do you apply it to your life, right? Like, I don't know how you read Revelation 400 times and figure out how to apply it to your life, right? I don't know.
There's somebody out there that has read Revelation so much, they understand it. They've done their research. That's someone that I want to pick their brain. I want to be like, hey, dude, sit down with me for days. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Just give me 20 minutes to start with, and if I have questions, we'll sit longer.
Yeah.
We all know I'm going to, you know what I mean?
So to me, I think the next level for us as far as that goes is like, it is guests. How do we get more people involved? How do we get more people to the table, right? Oh, you tell me, man. I'm running out of people that we know that are willing to do it.
Yeah.
And they got to be willing to be on camera.
Yeah, fresh face would be nice, you know?
Yeah. You know one?
No. I hang out with a bunch of degenerates. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm one of those degenerates, brother. But yeah, no.
Now, I don't know. I don't know. I get what you're saying. Yes, it would be nice to have guests. But at the same time, when we started this, you kind of have to like keep it realistic. We can't always rely on someone else. We're going to have to be the content creators, you know what I mean?
For sure.
We can't rely on anyone else. We started this. We're the ones that.
Yep.
It's got to come from us. That's the part that worries me the most. It's like, what are we gonna do in another 100 episodes? What are we gonna be? You know, what are we gonna be on then?
Great question. Very good question. Very valid question.
But of course, we also have to consider the fact that we're probably not going to have the same, like the listener platform may be a lot different.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It might sound really fresh to some of them. They made episode 112, someone new may pick up on it and, oh, hey, this is the greatest thing ever. And then they're sharing it with everybody. So then your audience completely changes.
Yeah. How much is it going to change? Like, as far as that goes, like, at this point, we're putting ourselves at, we've kind of cuckolded ourselves or put ourselves into as many places as you possibly can where you can't possibly miss us. The only thing that you and I could do differently is be physically pushing it on people, right? Yeah. Like, that's the only way we can do it is like to be out there like, hey, check it out. Hey, check it out. Hey, check it out. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that you and I could personally do.
Yeah.
To make it grow.
Where are you going to do that at though?
everywhere work. You go.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I understand.
This is going to sound really selfish too.
I'm not the same. I'm not that guy either.
I'm willing to do it within the boundaries of the corridor I'm in, but at the same time, there's a certain point in the day when my brain is just ready to stop. Mm-hmm. And that means I'm ready to turn off commercial Jason and go into residential Jason, you know what I mean? And just be in my home, you know,
and
have that, like, that's what I need to be on my mind at the time. Not, and this,
I totally understand.
Sadly to say, is commercial, part of commercial Jason to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course it is.
So I don't want to, I'm willing to do it if that's the, like throughout the work hours, but when my brain is like smoking, you know, like I've had enough of the day, that's where I turn the switch off.
Yeah, of course. And I'm just saying, like, we have all of the avenues, right? As convenient as it can possibly be for people to find your content, right? As convenient as it can possibly be. There's no easier way than to go to our website.
Yeah.
You can find the links to our TikTok, to our Facebook, to our Instagram, to all the different platforms, right? You can interact with us, right? Which is some of the things that we want, right? Yeah. But not just want, that, like, it would help.
Yeah.
You know, hey, talk to us. Question us. Challenge us. You don't scare me.
Yeah.
You know, I had some dude that challenged something we were talking about Revelation a couple weeks ago, you were talking about, like, how hard it was going to be for, like, the mothers.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy had some comment about, like, well, with your line of thinking, blah, 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 blah. And I said, oh, hey, I appreciate your comment. If you've got a better thought or a better way, why don't you just let me know? Never said a word. It's like, okay, yeah. So you just responded to be a jerk.
Yeah.
To be a naysayer, right? Like,
well, here's the thing. Sometimes people put themselves in comments. And I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about in almost every video. Someone's going to get in there and they're like a rage bait, dude. They're just trying to gaslight you. Mm-hmm. It's a test of character, too.
Yeah, of course.
Because it'd be real. Sometimes it's real easy to be like, you know what? Yeah. Let me tell you something, you lint licker. You know what I mean? But it's your ability. Look. When you don't give somebody a reaction, what they said to you is powerless.
Correct.
The reaction is what gives them the power.
Correct.
So when you allow someone to gaslight you, and that's what, there's people out there that's just what they do. That's how they are. They want to rage bait you into some kind of situation where you look like a freaking fool.
Yep. So you remember a few weeks ago, I wore the red hat. The red Dallas Cowboys hat.
Like, are you wearing a Chiefs hat?
No. Never. Some guy was like, well, I think it was a guy, said, thought that was Fred Durst for a minute. And I was like,
oh, I saw that. For a minute there, I thought it was Fred Durst.
You don't know, whenever Limp Bizkit was very popular and I was, you know, 19, 20, a lot of people called me that. A lot of people said I looked like that. And, you know, fine, whatever. I guess. I'm not as dumb as he is.
His
lyrics get on my nerves, bro. I'm sorry.
Have you seen them lately?
They're old, like we are,
dude. Like that dude's. He's. I don't. I like him.
They're all right, man. They're all right. It was a cool band for what they did in their time, but
It's just really hard to. It's really hard to see a lot of that stuff and like now, because you think that's when I realized just how old I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you look up and you see Fred Durst, looks
like an old man. Yeah. And then I'm thinking, and then like I see my football picture from 1995.
You know what I mean? Or 96. I see my football picture from 1996. And then I look at myself and it's like, okay, this is horrible.
They're good enough. But some of the music, like, or some of the stuff, like that one album was called The Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Why? Yeah. What does that mean? Is it just, are you just trying to be
what it is? You know what it is.
I didn't at the time.
Oh, I know exactly what it was immediately.
But anyway, you know.
You know, that CD. Do you remember, it was like an illegal music downloading thing.
Napster.
That's the first time I ever used it, and I bootlegged that CD. And then it was LimeWire.
Wow.
You remember LimeWire?
Yeah.
I sat at my cousin's house, and it took us like freaking 8 hours to download the CD. Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah.
4 hours.
Yeah. And then finally we burned it on a CD, dude, and it sounded like an old school VHS tape, you know, like just slight static in the background. You're like, the whole time that the music's playing, it's like, what is this? But I didn't have to pay for it.
Touche. Touche, brother. Touche. Yeah, that's where Metallica lost a lot of people whenever they sued Napster and shut Napster down for copyright infringement. And, you know, I can understand. They're artists, right? So I get it. But, you know.
But, dude.
Look at it now.
When's the last time you bought a physical copy?
You don't anymore.
Never. I haven't bought one.
Okay. The only thing I will say is I'll buy vinyl copies, hard copies of vinyl.
The one physical copy I got. Well, no, I have. I bought two about 3 years ago, CDs. And what, I bought them and then I was like, I don't have no way to play them. I don't know. And then I was digging through my freaking little trinket box out here and found my CD book. And I was like, oh man, these are awesome. Wow. Awesome. Like a big CD book full of CDs.
We used to flip through while we were driving.
Yeah, you flip through. Like, people bitch about people being on their phones. Oh. You never saw me in the 90s. I'm one leg steering this thing 90 miles an hour down the highway while I'm flipping a freaking 700 freaking CD book.
Looking for that one CD.
Just to listen to that one song. Damn song.
Yeah. Heck yeah. That's hilarious, dude. Well, yeah. You know, you don't pay for music now. You just go to Spotify or whatever. And
I just pay a monthly subscription. Apple Music.
So I don't do Apple Music because I don't have Apple.
Yeah, I pay $10 a month or $12 a month or whatever it is. Yeah. You get unlimited downloads. But here's the thing. If you ever cancel that, all those downloads go away.
Gonzo, huh?
Gone. Forever.
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 So, yeah, physical copies. I like physical copies of movies, too, right? And I know that that's not a thing anymore.
Well, there's going to come, I promise you, at some point in our lives, there is going to be a huge internet outage, and everybody's entertainment is just going to be freaking gone.
Well, I got like 48 boxes of movies.
We don't even have a DVD player.
I do. That's how we were watching The Chosen there for a while.
Yeah. On your PlayStation.
No, on a DVD player.
Oh, I thought we were watching it on your PlayStation.
No, PlayStation goes to the little bitty screen.
Oh.
The big screen was Blu-ray player underneath there.
Hmm.
Yeah, interesting. Something new. Learn something new.
Yeah. You learned something new about me the other day.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did. I don't remember what it was now.
No?
Probably not.
I was in the marching band.
Oh, that's right. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that. Yeah. I forgot until you said
I was a band geek.
I did not know that. I was like, you were on the drum line.
Yeah.
What did you call it?
Quints. Yeah.
Quince.
It's like the quads, but it's just one more drum. You have five.
Yeah.
That was my gig, man.
Yeah, we were talking about it. Yeah. We were watching the football game. That's right.
I used to do that. And you're like, what?
It blew my mind. I was like, no way. You're a band kid?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to do both. I wanted to do band and football, but he wouldn't let me.
Band leader or whatever. Yeah,
band teacher was a douche.
Asshat.
Yeah, he's like, nope. You pick one right now, and if you're not here for... we had some stupid little rehearsal thing that we had to play at.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, if you're not here for that, consider it an F, and you're gone. You're off. I'll take it then.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Just wanted to play football, you know? Wanted to do both, but...
So, you went to play football. You hadn't played football?
Huh. Well... It's a little through middle school and stuff like that, but my freshman year I wanted to play, and I actually was approached by my English teacher, who was one of our coaches, and he was like, "Hey, you ought to come out and play." So,
you about to like? So you're what, like 5'9"?
In high school I was 5'9", 120.
120. Mm-hmm. What'd you do? Corner?
I was corner and receiver. And I started varsity halfway through my sophomore year. I was fast. That was it. Fast and stupid.
But I had no care for your body.
No, I did. I did not like playing offense. I did not like getting let out into traffic.
But you like to be the traffic?
I was okay with that.
You're okay being the hitter, not the hitty?
Yeah. Ish. Ish. We had.
Interesting.
No, I take that back. It was my junior year. Junior year. Got moved up to varsity. I think we got moved up to varsity. We had a bunch of seniors fail. So they moved us up to varsity.
So you're talking, what, 96?
96, 97, yeah.
Interesting. The band thing, that did, it threw me for a loop. I was not prepared for you to tell me that.
Yeah.
You've never once talked about playing.
Yeah. We used to, like two or three times a year, we would march to Kmart.
Yeah.
And play the whole time.
Yeah. It's Pride Home Center now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all you, yeah. And you can hear it, like you can hear it coming forever. So everybody's like, you see people coming out of their house, you know, because we're going down Martin Road.
Yeah, okay.
So.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that blew my mind. I wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah, that was.
The band geeks ended up being the cool ones anyway.
30 years ago?
Yeah, I was going to say, bro.
30 years ago. Woof.
To me, man, I think that I had a feeling this was going to be a little bit of a strange episode just because we had such a strong buildup going into episode 100. And I don't fear what we're going to talk about because so many times we've come into this thing like completely blank. And ended up with a really good episode.
Yeah.
if I had, like, really, I guess the biggest thing is, like, we just need to keep moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, not be too concerned, right? I mean, it's going to be what it's going to be either way, right? We've already kind of laid all that out. Talking about the last couple of weeks, we've really talked a lot about like how different we are as content and then how, you know, we're gonna be pigeonholed into talking about some of the same things a lot, yeah. But it may be the same idea, but it's your approach to things that changes, right? It's like, man, this means something different to me today than it did when I saw it the last time we talked about it or whatever. And then there's life in general that you go through and like how are we applying what we're learning in Christ, right? Applying what we're learning in the Bible. What was that? Just a squirrel?
I think I'm hearing things.
Do you remember it was the week after Halloween, there was like this hootie sound, yeah. Some sort of owl sound, and I was like, that kind of sounds spooky.
Yeah, I was like, dude, spooky week's over too. Like, this is creepy.
It was your, yeah.
I was like, this is going to sound stupid, but it sounded like I could hear my dog sitting right there howling. Mm. Like, outside. That's all I was like.
I get that. If there's anybody who's listening, though, like, I actually have some conversations with a few people that actually listen to episodes and are very, enjoying what we're doing. Some people talk about how... Fix your hair, buddy. Some people talk about just how we're just kind of two regular people and talking about life. And then some talk about, you know, intense conversations that we have. And, you know, some talk, you know, it's just, you never know how it's going to hit somebody. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like you said, the audience may change. How's that going to evolve? What's this thing going to look like?
Well, you're going to have... We are going to have those shifts where it's going to, unfortunately,
yeah.
We probably are going to have listeners that we're going to lose.
Oh, of course.
But we're going to gain listeners too. So that the refresh rate hits a little different. You know what I mean?
The biggest thing is it's not going anywhere. It's still there. Right. And so like, even if, let's just say you could have recycles, right? People who leave. And then decide they want to.
Hey, I want to check it out again,
or you know, I'm in a different place in life. I think I might relate to them better now.
Yeah,
you know, and go back and you know, there's over 100 hours worth of content here, man.
It's a lot.
Yeah, you couldn't get through that in 2 weeks.
So what does that translate to? Remember, we talked about if you read the Bible for 3 minutes or 5 minutes a day.
When we were talking about the 1 degree shifts and the and stuff
but
like
it
that.
We talked about it because it's like you become in the top 95%.
Yeah, I think it's 18 minutes a day, I think is what it is. At any discipline, not just reading the Bible, any discipline. If you spend 18 minutes a day, you over the course of a year, you will become more proficient at that discipline or more knowledgeable about that topic than 90% of the entire population of theirs. You know what I'm saying? 18 minutes. It's one of the first times we started to challenge each other to be more consistent with our Bible reading.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that the last few weeks we've seen some challenges with that, but I've seen some successes in it.
Yeah. After I got out of Revelation, it's picked up a little bit for me.
You are picking some very interesting books right now. Job is an interesting book.
Yeah.
I picked David, or not David, Samuel.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to go and re-examine David's story because I hadn't really focused on it.
I wanted to get back into the Old Testament was my deal.
Yeah.
I thought about Ruth.
That's a good one. It's a very good one.
Yeah. Then I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to check out my ninja Job. You know what I mean?
It's a challenging one. Well, and you know, it's one of those that it's just like that book. It's like you can see so many different perspectives. And it's crazy how from the outside looking in, the people that should have cared about him the most are all like, they're not against him. They're just assuming.
Yeah. Like, dude, well, I don't know what you did, but you're jackass.
Yeah, yeah.
You messed up real good.
And whatever it is, you should just go ahead and confess that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, screw you, dude. Yeah. That's how Job is kind of like, I've never, you know what I mean? Like, it's a pretty interesting book. Yeah. It repeats that a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's the conversations with God, though. Those are the ones that it's like, it's the first time, reading through Job was the first time that I ever saw somebody that I remembered and recognized this man is angry.
Yeah.
And he's talking to God like that.
He's also hurt. He's hurting.
Hurt. Yes.
Know? He's angry and hurt. So yes. It's.
Yes.
So those are two emotions that don't go well together. Right, you know what I mean?
Right. And so you kind of feel like he's justified in what his arguments to God.
It's not that he's justified. It's just that you can, as a human, we can relate.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, oh, I get it, dude. Like, I would be raising hell, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, when someone you know gets wronged and they're pissed off and they're hurt about it or whatever, and you get wind of it, you're like, you're with them. You're like, oh, man. Yeah, screw them.
Yeah, 100%.
But his friends weren't that way. His friends are like, dude,
you pissed God off. What bad.
Did you do? You know what I mean? Like, what did you do?
And that right there is like that gossip thing. Like, I need to know the drama. Tell me the drama. Just tell us. Just confess. Tell us what you did. Tell us what you did. It'll all go away. You know what I mean?
Hey, so did you know? Okay, so you know they gave put my Mexican friend on medication.
They did, huh?
Yeah. It's for Hispanic attacks. I had to drop that one in there.
Hispanic attacks.
I couldn't remember the other one.
It would have landed so much better if you would have just said Hispanic. Instead, you said Hispanic.
Hispanic attacks. Hey, sometimes the delivery sucks. I get it. But you got to look at the deliverer.
Yeah, I mean, usually you're pretty solid.
I couldn't remember the other one, and it like drove me nuts.
Somebody tried to tell me one the other day, and I don't really know it, but said something about, yes, man, he applied for a job and got an interview, and the people were asking him about some gaps in his employment, and he goes, oh, well, that's while I was in Yale. And they're like, oh, awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and run the process. And he goes, okay, good, because I really need this job. So bad. So bad.
That's like the one that I told for our commercial. Is a real kick in the faith.
Kick in the faith. Okay. Bruce Lee probably heard it at some point. Running water never grows stale. You just have to keep on flowing.
Oh.
Seems apropos.
Yeah.
Just keep on moving. We got this. Yeah.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.
Have you seen, don't dig too deep into this dark theory stuff with Disney.
Oh, dude, I know. I've already done some.
Ruin your life, man.
It talks about Nemo is the one that ate his eggs and stuff, and he's hallucinating. And
none of them survived. And what the heck are you talking about, bro?
Dude, I'm telling you,
I've seen some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen I don't know if this is true because it's based on what is quote a banned episode from the 30s, okay, about how Pluto is the only animal that can't talk, right? He's a pet. And supposedly it was like a Halloween type of episode of Mickey Mouse Black and White where Mickey meets a new man in town, right? And it's another like a dog type animal character. He walks, he talks, he does the whole thing, and they become friends. And I can't remember all the details of this. I don't want to sit here and butcher it, and I don't want to go to try to find the video. It'll take too long for me to find it. You think?
Yeah. No, you're good. Go ahead.
Anyway. Essentially, Mickey's freaking sadistic Frankensteinian type person. And he essentially turns this person into Pluto because it's his only friend.
Have you ever seen how Mickey Mouse makes the cheese? How Mickey Mouse makes cheese? Oh, dude. When this is all over, we're gonna dig it up.
How Mickey Mouse makes cheese.
Yes.
It's some weird stuff.
Dude. Yeah. When this is over, we're gonna search it up.
we can't put it
on the episode because it's
okay. We're gonna shift gears at some point in our careers here.
Yeah.
We're gonna be like the conspiracy theory folks, or I don't know. We're gonna do some weird stuff.
Well, I think we'd be like rancid comedians or something before we go that route.
Rancid comedians with Christ. How about that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
If you guys have any suggestions or you guys want to reach out, give us a holler. BumperStickerWisdom.com. Bumper-sticker-wisdom.com.
Yeah. We're there.
Come check us out.